back when the duo's back, when the fun comes back, when the food is back, when the game is back, when the coming is back, when the funk is back, when the money is back, when the show is back, when the
going on. Catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redactor Shunt for the Twitter, on YouTube, and on Facebook it's Official Wild On, Instagram is Wild On Official, and Mixcloud is Wild On RDS for all that dumb shit.
The Darkwing and Gizmo Duck of podcasting are back. What's going on, people? This is Real Dumb Shit. My name is Redacted. His name is
Shunt.
What's going on?
Yeah, as you can hear, you can actually hear Redacted because we've actually afforded another microphone in the building, so...
You could always hear me. What are you talking about?
Actually, I think I might have to turn you up, Rev. That's how mad it is. But look, we can do that now. We can do that. So all those people that wanted to hear what Redacted was saying half the time...
Everyone could hear what Redacted was saying.
Now, feast your eyes. Oh, God. God damn it. What? Oh, God, that was my phone. That's alright, I can edit that bit out. So this is my one. This is Redacted's one.
Calamity of errors.
It's fine. I've got it. It's all good. Yeah, so, yeah, we're not even getting any feedback, so it's good.
Yeah.
It's good stuffs.
As I was saying, what's going on?
Ah, see? Now you put your voice up, that's great. So yeah, Redacted, so what's going on in the world of dumb shit?
Got you straight into it, yeah?
No.
I'm saying that's why I said what's going on. What's going on? What you been up to? What you seeing? What you doing? What you watching? What you liking? What you reading?
Well, I've been doing a lot of reading recently.
For real?
Yeah.
You can read.
I'm going to take that insult and absorb it into my system.
Well, insult is just a question.
Oh yeah, of course. But yeah, in regards to the world of. I found out what failed was my phone.
Hey, you said it was your phone.
I didn't know what it was.
But you said it was your phone.
I don't know. Ugh.
The height of professionalism right here.
Shh, 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 shh.
Mr. Shunt. Round of applause.
Somebody just text me. Yeah, so basically I've been doing a lot of reading.
Yeah.
And the one thing I've started to read is warning labels.
Okay.
Why? What was the last warning label that you read?
None.
And what sort of items do you think that you wouldn't need a warning on?
That I wouldn't.
I mean, with the exception of nuts.
I don't need a warning label on nuts.
You sure?
Me personally, I do not.
But if you're allergic to nuts, you're
allergic. I'm not allergic, so I don't need a warning label.
I mean, are there cases where some nuts aren't really nuts?
Where they're a legume or whatever the fuck it's called.
I don't know.
Why'd you bring it up for then?
I'm just saying, like, but basically the warning labels that I'm going to be reading to you, my first one, which I always thought is quite hilarious, is the warning label.
Why did I even open this up?
The warning label.
Sorry, people. Next time I won't say anything. There's going to be no what's going on. There's going to be no what you're reading, what you're doing, what you're thinking, what you're feeling.
Basically, there's a warning label on razor blades. And I'm going to try and find it.
Get your spectacles out.
No, it wasn't the razor blades. It was something in my head.
There's a warning label. It was on something else.
Oh, dear.
The super hilarious warning label. Was actually not on
No. I need to
find... Also, was not on the hot sauce.
So there's no warning on hot sauce. There's no warning on hot sauce.
Be careful, maybe hot.
Maybe hot. Oh, God. But basically, I was reading a couple warning labels, and the one label that basically...
Be careful, sharp objects inside.
Is, what can I say?
I love how prepared you are.
Well, give me a sec. Cool.
I also love how I'm always surprised.
Okay, I'm back. I'm
surprised back. With every new level of preparedness.
So.
Every week.
So, warning labels. The one warning label that basically made me prick up an eye was a label for a fan.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like a person who is a fan of something.
No. An actual fan.
Okay, yeah.
One of the warning...
Beware of blades.
Beware of moving blades. I kid you not.
Yeah.
Beware of moving blades does not necessarily give you a cooling effect. That was actually written in one of them. And, there's a lot of sort of, like, dumb shit. But what's the worst warning label that you've read?
The one that always fucks me up is the one they have in tube stations.
Okay.
Where they're like, be careful when it's raining. The floor may be slippery.
Yeah. I mean, Mind the Gap is pretty much standard.
It is, but also, like, if you're not familiar with the train station, some of those gaps are fucking big.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculously big.
Which gap is the worst?
I think it's Bakerloo line at... Piccadilly Circus.
I've seen worse.
Maybe, but that's pretty big. Like, I mean,
the overground trains.
It's like fucked. You got to jump that motherfucker, especially if you're little.
Yeah, but the overground trains are even more fucked.
I guess, but some of them are more high than wide.
I think the worst one I've actually had to deal with was Watford. I literally had to jump on the train.
Yeah, but was it wide or was it because it was high?
It was high and wide.
Oh.
High and wide.
It is
deep. And the worst thing about it is that moments before, a guy just randomly says, comes up to me, as you do in the middle of nowhere, and says, do you reckon I can make it across? He says, yeah, you probably could, but I wouldn't.
To the other platform?
To the other platform.
Okay.
I'm saying, yeah, don't do it. And the man still did it, so it's what he wanted to do.
Did he make it?
Yeah. But not without, disrupting other people's travelling times and all that stuff. So the guy had to do an emergency stop. He's running.
Yeah.
And then he's trying to get back on there. And then somebody, like security, just ran over to him and dragged him out. But apparently it's a common commonplace thing on train tracks. If you're there for the whole day, I guess you'll see some shit.
I mean, yeah, probably.
So, dumb shit. Real dumb shit.
Like for your warning labels.
Well, for this week, I'm trying to, you know, ease it in. Got a couple.
So we've got to sit through this again.
What?
Your warning label nonsense.
No. I'll have a decent one. I mean, like, this... I was just mentioning it in passing because you asked me what's up. Something I've got concocted in my mind.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I have been watching... Magnum P.I.
What, the new one?
The new one.
Why? There's no mustaches, it's like everything. No Hawaiian shirts.
They know, he gradually transitions into Hawaiian shirts.
Okay, fair enough. But, yeah.
It's fine. I mean, it's not great. It's fine. I mean, what do you expect from Magnum P.I.? Plus, Higgins got sexy.
Oh, she's a girl now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm against it.
My mom's also against it. Mm. She's like, nah. Mm. She's not having it.
This is the first time I've heard about Redactor's mum.
But you think I didn't have one?
No, I knew you had one. I just didn't know that, you know, you get cozy and you watch Magnum P.I. together.
I mean, considering our age group, she's aware that I'm watching it because I've mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
But... No, she hasn't seen it.
Okay.
Well, she hasn't seen it properly.
I mean, I'm just surprised that it's a modern thing, because, like, the only thing... Well, I say modern, I mean, most of the time, whenever, like, my mum, because I always have a mum, is watching something, it's usually CSI or NCIS or... What's the other one? I mean, she watches, like, Walking Dead and stuff, which is cool, but, yeah, it's just...
Yeah, I don't know, I think... My mom does watch or has watched CSI.
Mm.
She hates NCIS.
Mm.
But she watches a lot of stuff I watch.
Law and Order. Law and Order is always on.
I don't know how she feels about that.
Law and Order. Yeah. It's go to bed TV, really. It's boring enough and mundane enough. Most people watch it.
I guess. But she likes other things. She's watching Ozark at the moment.
I need to get on that.
So do I. And I fucked up his thing is I recommended it to her. And
she's despite not watching it.
Yeah. No, but I know. Oh, no, she said that she wants something to watch.
Watching. Let's break that down. Redacted recommended something before watching it, and now somebody else is watching it before him.
No, I mean, look.
Is this a surprise in
terms? Bruh, it wasn't a hard recommendation. It was just I'm looking for something to watch. Can you recommend something? I was like, oh, well, I haven't watched this, but I keep hearing it's good. Like, those kind of recommendations. It's me forwarding a recommendation. It's not actually my recommendation because I haven't seen it.
I mean, as I said before, it's meant to be better than Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
I find it's a big leap.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing with Game of Thrones. We can speak about that now. It's no longer taboo. Spoiler alert.
I mean, it's going to be, 2 months old by the time this comes out, so it should be fine.
Now I'm going to put this one out ahead. The other ones.
You always say that. I was listening to an episode the other day where you said that, where you're like, hey, I'm going to drop Netflix 5 episodes at a time, and just that did not happen.
Nah, it's going to happen.
There's still 4 or 5 shows waiting to get released. Not including this one.
Of course. We're always ahead of the game, though. That's the thing.
Is it? Yeah. I mean, some would say we're behind the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The internet does not change that much. I kid you not.
Some would say, yes, it does.
No, because people only go on the internet for what they want. So if they go on the internet specifically to watch real dumb shit, then that's what they're going to get. They're not going to get some sort of themed show that sort of rinsed out content.
I would say that is...
That's the thing. We have to avoid that now.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah. Basically,
ambitious,
what we have to do...
Hyperbole.
What we have to do is that we have to base the show on something other than what's on the TV. Because it's just getting ridiculous now. I'm having to watch XYZ and BYD and all that shit. I'm just saying, it's a lot of fucking work.
What are you watching that you don't want to watch? Or what are you watching that you're forced to watch ahead of the time when you're prepared to watch it?
Well, this is the thing, it's in order for us to give it a decent review, we're going to have to watch it before it comes out. Simple as. And the only way you can get on those watching lists or whatever is you're working for a TV company or something. And in legal ways, obviously.
Maybe.
But yeah, it's getting a bit much. I mean, I haven't watched any of The Flash. I've kind of fallen out of love with the whole
CW. You are not missing much. My favourite scene this season was something quite sad just happened.
Somebody died.
Kind of.
Trapped in a speed force again.
Kind of.
So reverse kind of.
You know what I don't like about The Flash?
What?
They cannot commit to their own rules of time travel.
Yeah, because it's boring.
What? Committing to your own rules? Don't make... If you don't want to commit... just leave it vague then. Don't explain to me what the rules are or show me, what happens to a person or to a timeline or whatever, and then the next season or the next episode, you just do something completely different.
See, my thing is this, right? With The Flash comic books, it's now getting weird as shit now.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just...
I haven't really been following The Flash comic
books. It's become a parody. So it's now they've got the Sage Force, they've got this force.
The Sage Force?
Look out.
Come on, man. You can't be dropping stuff and just don't explain what
Sage Force is basically basically, or Speed Force, Strength Force, there's different forces now.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So it's like Green Lanterns.
Yeah, they're turning the Flash into the Green Lantern. Or they're varying it. And I'm against it.
Yeah. I mean, look, this is...
It doesn't work in Green Lantern, and Green Lantern's not popular, and you're thinking, I'm just going to transfer to the Flash. Mm. That is just in a slump right now, and we need some ideas.
Yeah,
but the worst thing about it is that it's now transferring into all the Justice League comics, and it's just annoying. It's the worst thing in the world, and it's just like, it's tiresome. Don't give a fuck about those Sage Force.
The fuck is the Sage Force?
Basically, when they hit the wall, you know, the...
Source Wall.
Source Wall.
Yep.
Whatever epic event it was in, or whatever. Yep. They released something... Well, they released the other forces.
Okay.
So, you no longer just have the Speed Force, you've got this force, you've got that force, and all that stuff. And apparently it's tied into something to do with Captain... Not Captain Marvel. Shazam. I was going to say Captain Marvel, but then I thought, nah. So it's tied into something to do with Shazam and the gods and all sorts of nonsense. And it's tied into the blue people as well, the lantern thing.
The Guardians.
And to be honest with you, it is like hella boring. Like, I'm done now. I mean, like, I get it. It's hard to write consistent, great comic book stories. I get it.
Is it?
I get it.
Is it?
I get it. But don't rehash some bullshit and then expect me to spoon it down with, like, you know, with no sort of, like... I mean, the worst thing about it is that they really introduced, like, a load of cool characters in the Dark Metal, for example. I love Dark Metal. There was another one as well. It was Dark Metal... And there was the Source Wall event, whatever that is, and then there was the Doomsday Clock. Those were good events. Doomsday Clock, I believe, is still going on, isn't
it? I was just about to say, I think that's still going on.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because of this, because what's getting tied up in it is the Source Wall.
Three or four years later, it's still going on.
But, Watchmen TV series, actually.
Yep.
Kind of gives me a reminder of that. Yeah. Tick-tock, Doomsday Clock, I assume. But, I mean, like, Watchmen is set after Dr. Manhattan, right?
Yes.
So, Dr. Manhattan's already left.
Yep.
To live on Mars or whatever.
Yep.
So, why is everyone in a Rorschach mask?
Because they're... Disciples of Rorschach.
What, did he become a martyr or something like that indirectly? Or?
No, remember his thing got published, didn't it? His diary got published. So they kind of know what happened and what he was about and stuff, innit?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it's probably off the back of that.
Because I always thought, like, Watchmen for me is better off as a one off. Like, do we really need to know what happened after Dr. Manhattan, like, left?
Probably not, but, you know, why not? I mean, it's not, if it's good, fine.
Yeah.
If it's shit, you still have Watchmen.
Yeah, not really.
What's mean not really?
It'll be ruined forever.
It's not ruined forever, that's nonsense.
Ruined forever.
You can still read the original story.
Jeremy Irons playing another guy in the DC universe.
It's fine. Anyway, as I was saying about Flash.
Okay.
We just followed your tangent. I went nowhere. Something sad happened.
Okay, what's the sad happening?
And
I ain't watching it this season.
So...
Don't tell me Iris has died.
Oh, I wish.
And you find it sad.
If Iris died, mm-hmm. I would not describe it as something sad happening. I mean, like, and then we rejoiced.
it's dark as hell, but carry on.
So, what's her name? XS, yeah. Flash and Iris' daughter.
Yeah.
They changed time. So, the timeline reset, and it made her disappear into dust. She got Thanos'd away.
No, she didn't get Thanos away. She got Back to the Future away.
No, it didn't look like that.
She didn't fade away.
It looked like she got Thanos away, but more colourful. And then so everyone was sad because she was gone and they're never going to see her again and whatever. Mm. And so like the whole group was together, but then like phones started ringing and stuff, so people had stuff to do. Mm. And everyone had something to do except Iris, so she was just left in the room by herself.
That's dark.
It's pretty dark.
Damn.
And also hilarious.
Damn. So what, Iris got hit in the belly or something like that, or?
Nah, it was basically I'm about to spoil the shit out of Flash. So everything this season was basically the machinations of Thorn.
Okay.
So he set up events so that what's her name will go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
She will create a different cicada.
Mm-hmm.
And in that cicada, they would like Cicada's knife, they will destroy that. Because mm-hmm. basically Cicada's knife like nullifies
metahuman
powers.
Yeah.
And they found out that that's what Thorn had strapped to his chest in the future where he was in prison. That's why he couldn't escape.
Okay.
So if they destroyed the knife in the past, then obviously it's not there in the future.
So
he could escape.
So they literally just strapped it to his chest.
It was literally strapped to his chest, yeah.
And can't he phase through objects?
Well, it nullified his powers, so he couldn't.
Does he have, like, access to a pair of scissors or a knife?
I mean, he's handcuffed or tied up or whatever it is. Like, it was under, like, a jacket thing.
Okay.
So he couldn't get to it, even if his hands were free.
But even so, how does he wash? This is the worst.
I don't think. I mean, look, they don't care about their prisons. They don't care about Thorn washing.
This is the worst, like, travesty of justice of, like, better human rights since the fucking
time. And plus, also, it's dumb. Because, like, they planned to execute. Like, did you see, like, he was supposed to get executed?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, eventually in the season, you see there's a countdown. I think it was, like, the last three or four episodes, you see, like, there's a countdown to his execution. He was in prison for, like, 15 years or something dumb like that.
Mm.
Why is Thorn? Like, what? Like, I can understand, like, regular people are on death row and, like, you have appeals and shit and what have you. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you're on death row for 5, 10 years or whatever. It's fucking Thorn. Like, why is he in prison for 10 years before you decide to execute him? Just fucking kill him straight away!
Mm. But then this is what they always do that always fucks it up, you know what I mean? Like, if they killed the villain straight away, like you're supposed to, crime would go down rapidly. Capture Weather Wizard, kill him, done. Capture, Mirror Master, kill him, done. No more Mirror Master, no more Weather Wizard.
Yes. But they're not Thorn level, like,
friends. No. Well, this is it. Thorn, I think, or Thorn, or Harrison Wells, or whatever you want to call him. He was good in the first season of Flash. I reckon a season like this would have been better in the second season. This is...
When I watched it, I was kind of thinking that because, like, it wasn't great, but...
Second
like
season.
That kind of the ending, it was pretty good. Like when you're finally like, oh, like this was Thorn's plan,
yeah,
and it basically spanned like the whole season,
mm-hmm.
and he was just basically just doing like made plans in the background and just set off like a chain of events where this will happen.
Yeah, so you went thinker on it.
Yeah. But kind of better.
Yeah, obviously, because of Thorn.
And then, like, he escapes, and then they do their little Flash battle and stuff. That was good. It was like, look, this is what the Flash should be. Like, it should be this stuff.
Mm.
Not like, oh, like, someone does something, distracts Barry for 2 seconds. They're not even this, like the thing, like Cicada, like those bits where Cicada's blocking bullets with her knife. And it's like, how are you doing that? Mm. Like, where you've got no super speed. Like, if you were using your powers as like a barrier, then I can understand. But that's not what was happening. Mm. Because like, she seemed to have like some kind of, like the second Cicada had, some kind of like telekinetic powers or something where she was throwing people about and stuff like that. And it's like, you're not stopping bullets using that. You're stopping bullets by waving your knife about.
Did he use the other person's powers against them?
No.
Yeah, but like, from what I remember, wasn't he gaining powers or something like that?
No.
But he had powers, kind of.
The original one, no. Hmm. But the second one did.
Okay.
But yeah, say Cicada was a bit shit. But yeah, it's like Cicada's doing all this stuff and it's like, you're not a speedster. Like, why are you able to do this stuff? It just doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, after they defeat Thorn, sort of actually. What's her name? XS just started disappearing. Like, she's Thanos the way. Because the timeline reset because it was different to the original timeline. But they're always doing stuff to fuck up the timeline. No one's ever disappeared like that.
But this is the thing. Like, I don't know. I mean, there's a couple factors into it. Like, the main reason why she disappeared is because she got absorbed into the Speed Force, maybe.
Yeah, but why? That doesn't happen to anyone else.
No, because she's
Where's the time reefs after her ass?
That's what I'm saying. It's a different capture, isn't it? So, I don't know.
Nonsense.
Actually, with the Speed Force, somebody comes out and says, by the way, you have to come back with us. Drags them in there, isn't it? I mean, that's what happens with Barry.
What?
Speed Force came out and says, yeah, you got to come.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's weird. It's that, or it's time reefs. Or it's nothing.
But in time race, I reckon that would have been a better idea. I mean, like, it made sense.
No. It doesn't make sense.
It made sense when they first introduced him because you thought it was going to be a current thing.
Yeah.
But then that is now the rules of the time travel.
Yeah.
You keep fucking around with time, these guys will come and murk you.
Yeah.
But then it changed. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, no one knows what they don't even know what happened. Yeah. It just changed. Yeah, it did just change.
Mm. That thing. So yeah, what's new, bro? What's new?
What's new? I'll tell you what's new. Terminator Dark Fate trade-off.
Yeah. Linda Hammond for the win.
Yeah.
Arnold back, Schwarzenegger bitch. For the win.
He's back, bitch.
No Edward Furlong, but I think he's on crack.
Is he alive still?
Let's check. IMDb, IMDb, IMDb. So let's see.
He must be alive. I'm sure we would have heard of it if he was dead.
I'm pretty sure he is. Yeah, must be. Definitely must be. So Edward Furlong.
Yes, what do you think of the trailer?
I loved it.
Yeah, I'm aboard. But when I was watching it, I was kind of realizing that I think I will always hope a Terminator film's going to be good. Mm-hmm. Even if the last one was shit or the last five was shit, I'll probably be on board for watching the new one.
Yeah. The new one, especially, yeah.
I just think in general, like, even if this one's shit, I'll probably be on board for the next one.
I think I figured out why he went through a phase where he's just, like, really chubby.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not in that film. Or he might be.
I doubt it.
If they get...
I think he's dead. I think his character's dead.
Oh, no, sir.
That what? I think that's the Dark Fate that that
no.
John Connor is actually dead.
No, he's not. So apparently John Connor or Furlong is, well, basically couple characters. Well, this is it. But what about Dark Fate? This is like one that in the forums I've just basically stumbled onto. John Connor is set to make an appearance in the film in the form of flashbacks. In the form of flashbacks.
That doesn't mean he's not dead.
In real life, he's still alive.
No, I'm not talking about the actor. I'm talking about John Connor. John Connor is probably dead. That's what the Dark Fate is.
Well, it would make sense. They are robots.
Yeah.
They will kill you. And,
yeah. If he probably died tying his shoelace or something, got hit by a truck. That's the Dark Fate.
Hmm. Or not reading a warning label.
There's no fate but what we make. So, watch what you're doing when you're tying your shoelace.
And, yeah. I would say, read the warning labels of your trainers.
There's no warning labels on trainers.
I think there is.
Except the little packet of them balls that tells you don't ingest.
The silica?
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten one of those?
Of course not.
Yeah, fair enough. You'd be dying. You would be dead. You'd be, I don't know, you'd be very ill. I guess. I hope. At best. Because, like, just imagine those silica packets tasted delicious. And it was like a vital food source.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got loads of them. I ain't going to eat it because it looks weird. But just imagine if it was the best tasting thing in the whole world.
But also poisonous.
No, and it wasn't poisonous. They just needed to sort of, like, get rid of it.
Did
they mind it too much?
Yes.
Dark, right?
Dark. I don't know.
Just imagine having like an unlimited supply of sugar.
Yeah.
In the form of silica packets.
It'll
actually kill you. Don't eat silica. Don't.
Exactly. I'll take this guy's advice. So you're on board, yeah?
Yeah. So it's something to
me. What do you think about the new terminal?
The Terminators, you mean?
Well, he's one. I can just double up.
No, he didn't double up. He
doubled up.
He
left his skeleton behind.
And then transferred into another bit.
Yeah.
He didn't double up.
That's doubling up.
No, he just moved. Like, it's just a better way of showing the liquid metal, I guess.
But then there was two of him. So he doubled up.
Fair enough. I didn't watch it though. I mean, it might be sounds to be a time travel.
It was time travel.
Because when I saw that effect, I wasn't too sure what was going on.
Yeah.
To be fair. Because he moved through the mirror, or they moved through the window.
Yeah.
But I didn't see another one.
Yeah, because he was still sitting down. He was also still sitting down, but he didn't have any skin or anything. It was just his skeleton.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a bit weird.
Yeah, I need to watch it. But I am going to watch it. But that to me, I didn't know what was going on.
It is weird. Because then, like, if you don't need the skeleton, why do you have a skeleton?
No, but I suppose the liquid metal is good for getting past security.
But then why not just be liquid metal? Why have a skeleton also?
For hard drive space, I guess.
I don't need hard drive space.
Intelligence, AI, I don't know. Could be a number.
The other one didn't need none of that shit.
Yeah, but that's what he's chasing. I guess. I don't know, I mean, it's a weird one, because like, as I said before, I didn't know what was truly going on. It looked cool,
yeah.
But I didn't know what was going on. Now that I've heard that it's a skeleton, so he's just literally jumping off with shedding his metal flesh.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make that much sense, but I can kind of understand it in some senses, like a fail-safe maybe.
It just seems like a redundant, like,
yeah, well, no, but it's like process. If the lava thing happens again,
yeah,
you'll still be able to walk around and attack.
Why?
Because the liquid metal will be dissipated, but the actual metal...
What, won't melt, like normal metal?
I don't know.
Of course it will.
No, because remember, the chip didn't melt.
The chip didn't go in the lava.
Hmm. I suppose. But then that's not canon now anyway, so...
It is.
It is. Oh, is that number one?
Yeah. No, it's two.
Oh, fuck it. I can't remember. Anyway. So. It's the other dumb shit.
Have you seen...
Her. Yes, I have seen her.
Have you seen... The Lonely Island surprise drop on Netflix?
No, I
haven't. Unauthorized Bash Brothers Experience.
Bash Brothers?
Yeah.
Bash Brothers.
Yeah.
No.
Two baseball players.
No.
They got kicked out for taking steroids.
Oh, okay. Good for them.
But yeah, basically it's, they've, it's like, what if they made rap videos? Where they talk about hitting home runs, doing steroids, needing approval from their fathers, shaking their butts.
I think I remember that part of it. Like
which part?
The seeking approval from their dads.
Yeah.
I remember there was like that bullshit.
Yeah.
Because, but in saying that, a lot of the people do that. I say people. A lot of the...
Lonely Island?
No. A lot of the baseball players and sports athletes, they have to go through their parents.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they snatched them up at a young age.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not unsurprising.
Yeah.
Believable? Not so much. So, yeah, I mean, sounds good, I guess. Are they doing a film, Lonely Island?
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's a whole film.
Yeah.
Of the Bash Brothers.
Yep.
As Lonely Island.
What?
As in Lonely Island, all the people that are in Lonely Island are doing a film.
Well, as far as I know, it's, what's his face? Sandberg and, Maguire? I didn't really see if there was anyone else in it, but I'd assume there are.
Yes, I mean, because there's a whole crew now, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got the people from, yeah, here we go. Oh, it's the Netflix.
That's what I said, that's the first thing I said!
Okay.
Netflix, I said Netflix.
Okay, I'm just going to see if I can get a trailer.
Listen, motherfucker, do you speak it?
No, I don't speak, listen. Listen's not a language. Yeah, it looks interesting. But you know who did it better?
Who?
Danny McBride.
Maybe.
Yeah, Eastbound and Down to this day, bruv, is one of my favourite TV series.
Maybe.
Like from beginning to end. Comedy wise,
yeah.
Controversially, it is the Breaking Bad of American comedy.
Maybe. But yeah, I watched a couple of the music videos. They look good.
Yeah,
it's good. I will be watching.
Is what it is, isn't it? Like, I reckon it'll do well either way.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
You hear about that?
What, the revamp?
Well, it's been pushed back to February.
Yeah, because of Detective Pikachu.
No.
No, I'm just saying that's the main reason why. Detective Pikachu.
Why?
Basically, Detective Pikachu is going to set a new standard in video game film. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Maybe.
It will.
I want
to watch this film.
I doubt it.
But, you know, I was actually watching earlier. I was watching a documentary,
yep.
Similar, like, you know, documentary about Robin Williams' experience in Aladdin and the main reason why all of the studios then became celebrity magnets for their films. So before, say Aladdin, they would just literally just get voice actors.
Yep.
And they'll do all of that.
Yep.
Now, every single film and TV series that is animated has to have a famous face for each voice.
Yeah.
It's all from Aladdin.
Yep.
And the only reason why Robin Williams got picked is because of his erratic nature. Because they wanted the genie to be sort of like, you know, magical and sort of like a stand-up comedian.
Yep.
And, it worked. But then, obviously, there was the beef between Robin Williams and the studio.
Yep.
He done the voice for, was it, The Thieves, Prince of Thieves?
Yeah, the third one.
Yeah, but it wasn't as good as the first one. And obviously the second one, which is actually done by a good replacement for Robin Williams, actually.
Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson. But Homer Simpson's good. As the genie. It's actually quite watchable.
I mean, I haven't seen it.
Even though it's a direct-to-DVD or direct-to-VHS release, it's actually good.
I think I did watch a couple of episodes of the TV series, but I haven't seen the second one. Mm.
The TV series? Who voiced the genie in that?
Same dude.
What, Homer?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. It's tough. It would have been better if it was Robin Williams, though.
I mean, obviously, you're but I expensive. Wouldn't expect Robin Williams to do a TV series.
Hmm. He started off on TV, though.
He started off, but I wouldn't expect him to go back.
No, I mean, in this day and age, if he was still about, Lord Rest His Soul and all that, I reckon he'll be the first one to be on TV shows.
Because
that's where he made his bread and butter. I didn't mind it.
I don't think so.
I mean, obviously, if he wasn't...
I don't think so.
If he wasn't mentally ill, obviously.
Yeah. I still don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have to be amazing. It wouldn't be Aladdin, the TV series.
Nah, it'd be Aladdin, the Disney Plus series, I reckon.
He wouldn't do that.
He would.
He wouldn't do that.
So would.
No.
He wouldn't.
No.
He turned them
down at first. He wasn't even going to do it.
That's because he's doing Ferngully.
No.
No. He's doing Ferngully. Ferngully was released before Aladdin, but both of them were in production at the same time. There's a guy that was working on Aladdin.
There's no way Ferngully came out before Aladdin.
He did.
No, it did not.
Rappy Betty came out before.
No, it did not.
You can IMDb this one.
Huh?
You can IMDb
this one. I IMDb all of them. And I said to you the other week, and I don't know why I'm the one who's always IMDb and stuff when you're the one that's always wrong.
Ferngully.
Like when you was like, oh, Lord of the Rings came out before The Hobbit. It's like,
book-wise, it didn't. Book-wise, it did.
No, it didn't. I looked book-wise. No, it did not.
Right, so when did Ferngully get released? Alright. Make a note, 1992.
Anyway, Sonic the Hedgehog is getting pushed back to
February the
14th.
Valentine's Day.
Yep. Take your girl to Sonic the Hedgehog. Samoochie Moochie Boochies.
I doubt it.
Smushing butts.
Very much doubt it.
Smush butts. You know, Sonic the Hedgehog.
You know what's really fucked up?
Smushing butts.
Not smushing butts, even though I don't even understand what that's about.
Smushing butts.
Aladdin.
Yeah.
When you type it into Google now, the first one that comes out is the live action.
Obviously.
It's dirt. Oh, they came out in the same year, so I'm right.
No.
Yep, Aladdin came out in November, Ferngully came out in June.
Lies.
Check it for yourself.
Lies!
I told you. Because I've done this, bro.
Lies.
So as I was saying, so... there was some beef between him and the studio executive because of these two films coming out at the same time. He asked for his name not to be used on the merchandising because he's going to be doing a film called Toys during that time, to critical acclaim. And yeah, he didn't want his money being fucked up, basically.
How?
Basically, he didn't want Disney using his voice.
I understand that bit, but I don't think that's the reason.
That, and that's what he asked in the contract.
Yeah, and that's what he asked in the contract.
And that's what he wanted to do.
What?
He wanted to make toys, because it's a passion project, and he wanted it to do well.
I don't see why that should make any effect.
Yeah, the LL Cool J in Toys.
What?
He had LL Cool J.
And?
In Toys.
And?
He's obviously trying.
Trying to do what?
Make it as a rapper. I don't know, bruv. I'm just saying.
I'm saying, man. Like, fucking hell.
So Fern Gully, I'll type in this.
Yeah.
He's chucking more. This is the worst thing about having the two separate mics. You can actually record one.
That was happening before.
Yeah, I suppose. Alright. Yeah, so this one came out in June, if I remember. And there's loads. Loads of different ones. Yes, yeah, so the one I'm looking at is The Last Rainforest.
Found the first one.
Hmm.
AKA Avatar.
No, other way round, bro.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
Doesn't matter.
Avatar. But to be fair, it had the same message in it. It's just the same script, so. Oh, dear. Oh, God. Where is it? IMDb. That one showed me when it actually came out.
Yeah.
For some reason, I can't actually see where Phone Valley has been released.
Because you don't know how to reset, bruv.
Well, I know.
With technical difficulties.
Shut up.
Jessica Jones Season 3.
Where?
Netflix.
How?
What do you mean, how?
Didn't it get cancelled?
Not yet. After Season 3.
Huh?
Yeah.
So we only get 2 seasons of Punisher and we get 3 seasons of Jessica Jones?
Yeah.
Where's the justice?
It was further along in production. It was already basically made when they started cancelling stuff. It was too late. They had to put it out. But yeah, it's coming June the 14th.
Fair enough.
Probably 2 days after this podcast comes out.
Iron Fist.
Iron Fist is cancelled. That was the first one to get cancelled.
Yeah, I'm just saying, is it proper cancelled?
Yeah, that was the first one to get cancelled.
Fair enough.
All the other ones were cancelled after their season came out.
Mm.
This was the last one we was waiting for.
I know, but I thought all of them were cancelled. I didn't know that.
Technically, yes, but it just wasn't released yet.
Mm.
So it is cancelled, but this is the last season being released.
That sucks.
Why?
Yes, it does.
Why?
Because I'm not really a fan of Jessica Jones.
Maybe you'd be a fan of this one.
I haven't actually finished watching Season 2. I can't lie. I got bored.
Then, that's fine then. Just jump ahead to this one.
I don't think you can do that.
Of course you can.
No, I don't think you can.
Of course you can.
No.
You can. You
cannot.
Trust me, I watched all of Season 2. You can.
Okay.
You can, it's fine. It is fine. So, yeah. In a few days' time, actually, probably last week or the week before, Jessica Jones Season 3 came out.
You might have heard of that show, Jessica Jones.
Came out last 2 weeks ago, June the 14th. Akira. Yeah, it's got a release date.
Has it got a trailer yet?
Of course not. Release date is, I don't even know if they have a cast yet.
No, I think he's cast a guy.
Nah.
I think I saw one,
I don't think
one
so.
Article.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
May 21st, 2021.
Why even tell us now?
I mean, why not?
It's pointless.
Why not?
It's like phase four shit.
What?
It's like, it's no point.
They're soon. It's gonna cast coming up.
No, but I'm just saying, like, it's going to be 2020 next year.
Yeah. And then before
show me the trailer in 2020 or tell me the information in 2020. Let me know it's in production.
Yeah.
But now, because the...
But you already know it's... No. You already know it's in production.
Yeah, but films have a quicker turnover point now. It's just the way that we make films now.
Yeah.
So I believe that you shouldn't even mention your fucking film until... like a 6 months or 3 months before release.
You can't say that in the position where you're sitting now, doing what you're doing right now. Yeah. Because obviously you, I, and the people that listen to this show have a thirst for it. And people that listen to better shows have a thirst for it.
There's no better show that's better than Real Dumb Shit, you dummy. And yeah, it's both fired. Redacted.
Fired from what, bruv? Who is man enough to fire Redacted?
I reckon Bradley is. I reckon Bradley will do it. Jermaine, I reckon he'll hold back. He'll hold back a little bit. He won't be able to get the job done.
No
comment. But yeah, straight up. Bradley's ruthless, bro.
No comment.
Bradley's ruthless.
I think he likes to pretend he's ruthless. But, I mean, no. He is.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, he knows what side his bread's buttered on. Fire Redacted.
He's just made a really funny joke. It's quite bad.
Huh?
It's quite bad.
What?
It's on a note, but it just basically says Redacted fired, and he's like written your name around toast. And he said Redacted's time's up, sort of thing.
Well,
which I think is quite a good play of Sunny Side Up.
Be that as it may, we actually have a show to do.
Of course.
What's he going to do? Do it himself? I don't think so.
I don't know. Another note. Oh God. Okay, he says, "Don't play yourself." B word. He actually made me read out. B word.
We all know how offensive you find
it. I'm very happy to say the word bastard or bitch.
Yeah.
But yeah, he says B word.
Oh well.
I think he's trying to belittle me by making me say words that I don't want to.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you work for the man.
I work for anyone that gives me money.
Kingsman 3.
Next.
Kingsman. What's wrong with Kingsman 3?
Kingsman 2. That's why.
Did you see it?
Yeah, it's boring.
I didn't see it.
It's boring, bruv.
Yeah?
Channing Tatum, or was it? What's that guy, the Viper? Is it Viper, the one that's in the Texas uniform?
I didn't see it.
It was dead.
I didn't see it.
It's dead. Fucking Halle Berry, dead. Dead. It's on Netflix.
Is it?
Well, Kingsman 2, Golden Circle.
I will.
I think it's
maybe
it?
Watch it or not. Yeah. Kingsman 3.
Yeah.
Which is not the prequel one.
finally, a film that wants to just be a sequel rather than the prequel of the sequel.
No, but there is a Kingsman prequel coming out, but there's also Kingsman 3 coming out.
Yeah, because after they did the trilogy of the older one, they did the trilogy of the earlier one. Because that's what everybody wants to see. They want to see more of the same stuff.
Maybe.
Great stuff.
Maybe. Does it have a release date? No, it's just Kingsman 3 will wrap up the relationship between Harry and Eggsy.
Basically, that film took 2 minutes to write. You know why it took 2 minutes?
Why?
Because it takes a while for a full pound of shit to land on paper.
But why are you hating it so hard?
I don't hate it, I just know it's shit. Like, it's horrible.
You don't know that, it's not out yet.
Well, the second one was really shit.
Yeah, but, you know.
It took, I mean, like, there's moments, yeah. But this is another thing that I started to stop, like, letting films off for, moments.
Yeah.
So, oh, but this bit's good, that bit's good, that bit's good. Did I enjoy myself? No. It was a generic, bland experience.
Yeah, but if there's enough good moments, how do you not enjoy yourself?
It's quite easy, actually. Like, let me give you an example of a film that had really good moments in it. Like, feel-good moments.
Yeah.
Ready Player One.
Okay.
Overall experience.
Yeah.
Generic and bland.
I don't disagree with you.
What about this one? Street Fighter.
No, but then I would Street Fighter argue, the movie. I would argue then it doesn't have enough good moments in it.
No.
It just has good moments in it.
It's just the plot. The plot was just generic and bland. It was like, oh, there's a big bad corporation after me. Oh, I'm just a kid. Oh, I'm all alone. Oh, wait, if I get my friends and they help me, maybe I can beat the bad guy. Oh, would you know, I'm beating the bad guy. The bad guy's now gone. I now live happily ever after. Because there was a guy, and there was, like, loads of money, and now it's all mine. That's the story.
Yeah.
And I didn't even miss a beat, right? I don't. No, never. We'll play this back, and I never missed a beat. That is exactly Ready Player One, bruv.
Maybe.
The only thing that's given to it is the moments, which is basically when they're in the computer world.
Yeah.
And they're doing bits and pieces in there. And then, like, you've got... the one bit I actually liked was the Shining bit.
Yeah.
Because it's quite unexpected. However, loads of good moments, but generic and bland experience. Which I am no longer going to tolerate in my
film. Is it loads, though? This is what I'm saying. Is it loads? It's not loads. It's just some good moments.
No, I mean, there was a lot of good moments in there. Like, I'm a gamer, so I liked all the moments, but it was a generic and bland experience. Just generic and bland. It was like seasoned chicken, but with just salt. It's good enough. But it's not great. There's no paprika, there's no heat, there's no spice, there's no, you know, tendering, you know, things on the chicken. There's nothing. Just salt.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be the moments?
No. I mean, like, it's still good. Still good.
Wouldn't, like...
But it's not
just
great.
Just chicken and salt be the generic plot, but paprika and whatever...
No.
That's the moments.
How can I put it? You go into Nando's,
yeah,
and you get salted chicken.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's your sustenance, right?
Yeah.
So the plot was adequate.
Yeah.
The moments were great, but the plot was adequate.
Yeah.
Like I said, adequate.
But that's what I'm saying. The moments are what makes it good.
No. It's not, is this what I'm saying? Like, your theory about the moments to moments and all that stuff, yeah. That's the one film that I reckon is completely against that, because I didn't feel a damn thing. I mean, like, this is Steven Spielberg that you're talking about. Usually you come away with a couple feels, or you feel a way, or you've been educated about something. Steven Spielberg. But this one, very generic and bland. I was like, wow, really?
Yeah, but I think that's more the characters.
That's what I'm saying, it's the whole thing, generic and bland.
The plot.
Everyone, like, you know, they have there's a little bit of mystery for like 5 minutes,
yeah.
Where this girl's sort of like this super cool person in this game, and then, you know, a super cool person in real life. Yeah. Which never fucking happens.
Says who?
Says the internet. Like, if you're basically going out with a girl that's a gamer, chances are, she's a bit
what?
She's a bit
what?
She's a bit bit settled. How about that?
Disagree.
Have you met any slim supermodel gamers?
Couple.
Met.
I mean,
that aren't on fucking Twitch.
Couple. I know a couple girls, yeah.
I don't know any girls that play games.
I know a couple girls that play games.
No girls play games around me. Mind you,
you need to expand your circle of friends, man.
No. My circle is fine. My circle is fine. You're saying it's propaganda circles, and lies.
Your circle's looking like a dot.
Man, that is very petty. Very fucking petty. And I respect it. I do. Circle is looking like a dot.
Learn from the best.
That was good. That cut deep as well. I can't lie. Because like, for like 2 seconds, I was actually like, is my circle of friends small? I was like, shit! I was like, fuck! I fell for it. So it's all good. So yeah, your bars are good, man. Your bars are good. Your circle is a dot, bro. It's dark stuff.
Last thing to not care about.
Nice.
Is Annabelle come home?
Annabelle, go away.
Yeah, I thought you might say that. I don't know. I thought you might be into this franchise.
I like the Conjuring one. Yeah. Second one, I kind of got bored of.
Yeah.
Annabelle's, I didn't bother with.
From my memory of watching these films, I think the first one was shit.
No,
the second one was good.
Conjuring.
No, not Conjuring. Annabelle.
Annabelle, yeah.
Yeah, I think that the first Annabelle was shit and the second one was good.
Hmm.
Isn't that like, but I've seen enough. I don't really need to see this stupid one with doll the running as well? Around. Yeah, that's a separate. That's the spin-offs. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, I prefer to watch The Conjuring.
Do you? Because like you said, the second one wasn't all that.
The third one's okay. Third one looks okay.
Is there a third one?
I think that's they released a trailer.
Did they?
I might be confusing it with Annabelle.
Maybe.
See, this is the problem.
Yeah.
How the hell does the spin-off get 3 fucking films before the original?
Oh, that makes sense. Let's have a quick look. How many Conjuring films are there?
I'm pretty sure there's 3.
Is there?
But then I was thinking, nah, there isn't. The second one's really shit.
Okay, yeah. I think there is.
There's 3.
Yes. Oh, wait, no. It's not out yet.
So I must have seen the trailer.
2020.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that then. I'm pretty sure.
Plot unknown. Great.
I love that. See, that's even better. Like, the worst descriptions rather than the warning labels. I reckon that's my new thing.
Yeah.
Worst descriptions on the internet for a product or thing or film.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, plot unknown isn't really a description.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why even put that section
there? It's not out till next year. That's, you don't know nothing about the film. It's fair enough.
Plot unknown.
But I guess there's 3 Annabelle films before there's 3 Conjurings.
Oh, God.
That's fucked up.
Well, we've learned so much today.
Mailbag?
Yes, mailbag! Oh, wait. I've got an idea for this intro. What? Wait, give me 2 seconds.
Say that again.
Mailbag.
Say it again.
Mailbag.
Say it again.
Mailbag.
Bitches! Yeah, see that.
Why?
Yeah?
Why?
That's going to be amazing.
Why? Furthermore, I don't know why I indulge your nonsense.
What? It's amazing.
I don't, we'll see.
It's amazing.
We'll see.
It'll be good. Trust me.
Yeah, so I've got a email.
Email.
A correspondence.
Uh-huh.
From this guy's name or girl name is Goku Orange Gi number 3.
That's...
The question is, what?
Oh, okay. What? I thought that was the question.
No, 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 that's the name.
It's just the name, yeah?
Yeah, that's the name.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, Goku Orange Gi number 3. The question is, the question is in reference to Brightburn. So, Brightburn is kind of like Superman, the horror movie.
Superman, the actuality.
Okay. What?
He's here to save us! No! He could burn your fucking head off with his eyes.
I mean, he could, but he won't.
No, I mean, like, you'll have to, like, go through, like, 4 or 5 of them before you get, like, a Clark Kent, I guess. Oh, look, this one's not a Bellend! You know, like, you know. Kryptonians, who would have thought?
So, what superhero would you, like, reboot as a horror movie?
Horror movie?
Yeah, so, in the vein of Brightburn. So, who would you say?
Can't you Spawn? Because that's Todd McFarlane's idea.
Why not?
Because he's rebooting it as a horror film.
Yeah, but he's not a horror character. I mean, like, he's not the... You know.
I mean, alright, if I'm going with DC...
Any. Just says super.
I will say DC, because I've got my DC and I've got my Marvel version. My DC version will be Green Lantern. Only because...
As what, though? What kind of horror villain is he?
Have you seen Dark Metal? Or Bat Metal? Or Night Metal? Or Metal?
No, I was hoping that you'd explain it earlier in your tangent, but you just...
Basically,
just exited out.
It is all of the alternate reverse versions of Batman teamed up in a gang led by a guy called the Joker who is Bruce Wayne infected with Joker toxin.
Sounds lame.
It is horrible. You have to watch it. Because basically they come from all different realities and all the realities are all fucked.
Yeah.
And there was this like, how can I put it, a origin story of all of them.
Yeah.
So you had one where Batman and Alfred have combined within a singular body and become a robotic bat AI.
Okay.
And then there's another one because Alfred died, and then there's another one where Batman gets the ring from the Green Lantern. It gets given to him, and then like he's because of his will is so fucked up, he's able to override the Guardian's capabilities, so he can start killing people with the ring. And then he killed all of the Guardians, killed all of the Lanterns, and like he's like a super bad guy.
Yeah, but how do you frame that as a horror movie?
The way you would frame it is that a kid with the power of imagination.
Why is it a kid?
It's more dangerous if it's a fucked up kid that, you know, goes through some fucked up shit, has to see some fucked up things.
Okay, but like
so for example, the timing he gets the ring.
Yeah.
Is after his parents are shot.
Yeah.
So his parents are shot, and then he's like gifted the ring, the Green Lantern ring. And because the main basis of the ring is will, so you can make your constructs out of will. Because Batman's strength or Batman's will is so deep, it fucks up the ring. Which I find quite hilarious because he's the first one to do it out of billions of people in the galaxy.
Okay, but what's the premise of obtaining the ring?
So basically, he gets the ring.
In your horror movie, not in this comic. In this horror movie. In this horror movie...
It kind of be like a fucked up version of the Lord of the Rings, really. So he is walking, and he's got this ring, and people want to kill him.
Yeah, but how do you get it?
You could do it the same way. Get yourself an alien. alien chooses him, or the ring just jumps onto
his
head.
That's what I mean when I say, what's the premise of him obtaining the ring? So, like, obviously, well, in the normal Green Lantern lore, it's based on, you know, like, the most...
Yeah.
Whatever, who's the closest.
The most worthy that is the closest, yeah.
Gets the ring.
Yeah.
So, what, after his parents die, is he the most worthy, or is, like, is... The ring also.
Are you talking about the Batman?
About your fucking horror story, okay. So we can answer this fucking question and move on. Get the fuck out of here,
Jesus.
Jesus, indeed.
All right.
For fuck's sake.
He just kills people with the ring. Then how about that?
But how does he get it? Where's it from? Like, what is the ring?
It gets flown onto his hand. He doesn't know where it's from. It goes onto his hand, and then he starts murdering people. That's pretty much it.
Fine.
And then my Marvel one. For fuck's sake. Is, so what, we're doing good guys into bad guys, right?
I mean, yes, or you could just pick, you can do a villain one, but just make it a horror movie.
Wolverine.
I was going to say that. Mm. That's what I was going to say, it's a bit obvious.
Yeah. Actually, Gambit. Be like Ozark.
I haven't seen
that. Neither have I, I'm just saying. His little crime family, you know, like mob bosses, and then this guy comes around and he has the ability to charge things up and he just blows people's heads off. Horror film. That's it. Mm. Yeah, Gambit meets Ozark. I reckon that'd be cool.
I would do. Okay, I said I would have done Wolverine, but it's a bit obvious. That's basically just a slasher movie with some guy who's just come out of the woods, preying on people in some wooded
location,
log cabin type places.
Oh no, you could just do Sabretooth and it'd be exactly the same shit.
I guess. But, I don't know, like, Feral Wolverine's scarier than Sabretooth.
Yeah, because he's just attacking.
Yeah. I don't know, but then I guess Sabretooth will be interesting as well, because
he's
happy about it.
He's happy about killing, yeah.
Yeah, and he'll taunt you first.
Yeah. Wendigo will be good.
I mean, that's already a horror movie.
No, but Marvel Wendigo, not... Wendigo.
What do you mean? You mean Sasquatch?
No, the one that, what's it called, goes up against Wolverine from time to time. Wendigo. Well, Wendigo is both Hulk and Wolverine.
Yeah, okay, Wendigo. But, like, that's what I mean. The Wendigo character is already basically a horror movie character.
Yeah,
He's a guy who tasted flesh and turned into a Wendigo. That's already kind of like a... horror movie character, even more than any villain you could have chose.
Yeah. Obviously Dracula, Marvel Dracula.
It's too easy. Arcade. Arcade would be pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's a bit sore, but I wouldn't do it.
Actually, MODOK.
So
be
sore, I'd do it more. Like, it's just a weird, like, game funhouse type thing.
Yeah, I reckon MODOK would be better. No, not MODOK. What's that one? Mojo. Is it Mojo?
Mojo. Yeah, I guess. Like, he just keeps putting you into different TV scenarios, but it's very expensive. It's a very expensive premise.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
If he tries to kill you by putting you in an action movie,
it's just another action scene.
Yeah, but it's expensive. It's expensive to set up.
Yeah, so
it does if you want it to look like a real movie.
Yeah, but the fact that you're making a movie, it'll work out, bro. It'll work out.
No, I mean from the killer's point of view. Like, if you were a killer and you were gonna do elaborate movie sets just to kill someone. It's very expensive for you.
No, but it's all, like, it's like they all got like cerebral things in their head, what I remember. So they're actually seeing it, it's not actually happening.
That makes it.
But it could obviously kill them.
That makes it shit.
What, Spawn the implant? Oh, no, not Spawn, Sword the implant.
Yeah.
That's all it would be. I mean...
Yeah, because then it's not really happening to them.
No, it's really happening. Like, if happening. They die there, they die.
Yeah, but then, like, for the audience, the actual horror's not real. I feel like that's... Yeah. That lessens it a lot.
Actually, I've got one that's even more left-field than that. And it's actually happened in the comics. Danger.
Danger?
Danger.
What, for Mojo?
No, it's a film.
What, Danger Room, the movie?
Yeah. Basically, where the Danger Room gets its own AI, and it becomes a person.
Nah, that's like stuff, man. That's like Tron, Lawnmower Man, other stuff, man.
Okay.
I feel like that's a bit too...
Dark Phoenix is going to be exactly that anyway.
It's going to be shit, man. Yeah.
Well, you've answered your question, I want to buy. This is one is from a guy called Carlos Carazon from Cambridge, and he wants to ask me the most weirdest question. Which love story in film is your favourite?
Riggs and Myrtle.
Love story.
It's not a love story. They love each other.
I suppose.
It doesn't say romantic love.
Okay, let's assume romantic
love.
Caribbean's lonely.
I don't know. I mean, look, this is not something that I'm looking out for.
Well, this one is stretching us. It's to stretch us. It's not like, because it's great.
Deadpool and whatever her face is.
Oh, God, I've forgotten the name, you bastard. So Deadpool's love story.
Yep.
What, throughout one and two, obviously.
Yep.
My one would be...
Especially two, because that's where it's sad.
I don't know, actually.
Romance in the Stone.
Nah, not that soppy.
Lois and Clark.
Not that soppy. Actually, yeah. Lois and Clark, Superman 2.
Yeah.
Any man that is willing to turn the whole earth backwards and make you kiss him with some mad lipstick so you can get away. It's great. It's great. It's perfect.
I was just going to say any man that's willing to give up his powers.
He didn't give up his powers, he got them back.
Yeah, but he was waiting.
It's temporary.
To
pick them up. Yeah, it's temporary.
He didn't know they were temporary.
He did.
Nah.
He did. It's Kryptonian, they're smarter than people.
Nah.
Smarter than normal people.
Nah.
It's alien. So, with Brightburn anyway, yeah. This is it. But I would say Superman and Lois in Superman 2, best love story in film.
Batman the Horror Story.
Batman the Horror Story.
Yeah. It's a bit obvious, but still. I mean, it's not obvious, it's easy.
No, see, you'd be better off doing Robin.
Nah.
I reckon Batman, Robin.
Batman is way more horrific.
No, Damian Robin.
Nah.
Part of the League of Assassins.
Yeah, he is, but like, he'll just come out and assassinate you. Batman will be all like, lurking in the shadows, popping out. Stringing you up, cutting your guts out, letting them fall onto the floor.
No.
All over your face.
What he do doesn't kill.
It's a fucking horror story! That's like saying Superman doesn't kill, and Brightburn. Like, you're turning it into a horror story.
Okay, fine.
That's the whole point!
Oh god. So Green Lantern. Mine's still Green Lantern.
I don't get your Green Lantern. I don't get it! I don't get it!
He gets a ring, he starts killing people.
Yeah, but like, that's not very horrific.
It is. This is the way he kills them. He can kill them with constructs, and whatever's in his fucked up mind is what he puts the person through. It's like Saw, but more external.
Yeah.
you just asked me the question, like, blah, 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 Goku G, whatever.
It was, hold on, it was Goku Orange G.
Yeah, whatever the guy is. Although I reckon you said it wrong.
Why?
Might be Goku, actually it might be Gok.
Yeah.
New Orange. Whatever. Whatever the rest is.
Maybe. But I doubt it.
Yeah, that's fine. Alright, so, wrapping this one up. Anything else to add?
Nope.
Wicked and bad. This has been real dumb shit. My name is Shant, and his name is...
Redacted, with a three at the end.
Oh, God, you've gone too far. Terrible stuff.